SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back! Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bust them, and everybody else in between. The Wicked Wednesday has begun. Countdown to first pitch is on. Let's do this thing. Countdown to the Final Four is on. Countdown to the NIT Final. We've got a full house. We're kicking it. We're rocking it. We're kicking it old school tonight. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart, of course, bats leadoff as he does every Wicked Wednesday. We've got Jerry Palm from CBSSports.com. Jerry does a great job covering college football, college basketball. The Big E, Eric Cohen. We kick it old school. TSN Edge, Eric Cohen joins us. Ian Cameron, A.K. Babano. We hit Major League Baseball, NFL football, XFL, NHL, Valero, and, of course, NBA basketball. Kevin Durant makes his Phoenix Sun home debut tonight. They're in action right now as we speak against the Minnesota Timberwolves. We track this game. And I like the Phoenix Suns. I've got a soft spot in my heart for the Phoenix Suns. And I like Kevin Durant as well. But the Minnesota Timberwolves have been playing good basketball. So we took the points with the T-Wolves. We're on the over this game. The over's done, all right? The over's like, I might as well bet the over of a NCAA first round game at this point. It's 87-85. Like with like 8 minutes left, very un-NBA like. When you consider, you look at a Clipper game tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies, and we had all kinds of track meets. Look, Milwaukee put 149 up on the Pacers tonight. How the hell was I not on the over of that game? I was on the over of Brooklyn and Houston. That game cashed. New York Knicks get it done. Dallas Mavericks looked good for the most of the game, but then they fell apart. Late, the Philadelphia 76ers end up getting the cover. So we'll break it down. We got NBA basketball. We'll get you up to date with the updated standings. But it is about baseball right now. We're a week away from the Masters, but we got the Valero Open. We're going to bang it. You know, Cam's ready to go. It's golf. So, you know, Cam, what's in Cam's bag? And, you know, he's got a lot of picks in his bag. Next week's the Masters. We'll really dial it up. But baseball is back. And we'll go over our baseball futures. As far as our win totals, division totals, you know, I'm starting to like quite a few things now. And, you know, listen, you got to wait 6 months. So it is what it is. I've sort of just decided that, yeah, whatever. Look, I've been crushing the book the last couple of, you know, weeks and months or whatever. So much so that now they're starting to play games with me a little bit. And I try not to let it get to me. I just try to keep on beating them. But, you know, I pulled money, and I was ready to pull a nice chunk again. And it's funny, they suddenly started asking me a lot of questions that they never asked me when I, you know, withdraw. But I've been hitting them for, like, bigger withdrawals and more often. They notice. Then I'm like, okay, you know what? You guys want to play games. I'm just going to crush you now with these Major League Baseball totals and get even more money from you. The Late Night Anchor Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. Pitch clock or not, play ball. Let's do this thing. The Late Night Anger Management Class has begun. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, wherever you may be kicking it this evening. We're throwing it down Wicked Wednesday style, Sirius XM channel 159. We're going old school tonight. The Big E, Eric Cohen. The Big E, Eric Cohen, of course, was a regular on Sports Rage. He was on every show every night. We used to have a live sports desk. He used to do updates and more on the program. And, of course, the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart was in the mix. We're going back Hardcore Sports Radio, Channel 98. I think we were on Channel 168 and then 98. And, you know, we used to throw it down with Scotty Farrell when he was on Howard 99 and 101 and all those days and stuff. Great times. The Big E, Eric Cohen steps up and in. Listen, Cohen's a DJ and he's got a bunch of Major League Baseball futures. I think the guest did a great job last night breaking it down. And we're going to do it again tonight. We're going to go over my Major League Baseball best bets, all my win totals on the program tonight. We'll talk Final Four with Jerry Palm, CBS Sports. Jerry Palm steps up at it and joins us. Ian Cameron kicks it with us tonight. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, what's in Cam's bag? And the Big E, Eric Cohen. LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers were pretty much in a must-win situation. Listen, we're at the time of the year right now that a lot of teams are in must-win. Absolutely, positively has to get to Pittsburgh overnight. You got to win the damn game. Situations, but AD goes off. He returns home. He goes off. Lakers get it done. 121-110 final score. The Los Angeles Clippers played a freaking track meet tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies. 141-132. There were a lot of high-scoring games tonight in the association. Utah dropped 128 on San Antonio. The Milwaukee Bucks dropped a buck 49. Countdown to the Final Four continues. And the San Diego State Aztecs laying points against the Florida Atlantic have become a trendy team this week. And pretty much everybody believes that it's going to be San Diego State versus UConn playing on Monday night. So in other words, it's going to be an all-Florida special, isn't it? The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them and everybody else in between. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Wicked Wednesday. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. We got a full house tonight. The Big E, Eric Cohen, Jerry Palm, Ian Cameron, and of course the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Countdown to the Masters is on. One last tournament. You'd think, well, who cares about this tournament because the Masters is next week. But these are the tournaments where you can make money in the shortened fields. I think there's an opportunity to make money. And we'll see what's in Cam's bag. Major League Baseball, well, we're now just hours away. Pitch clock or not, I think it sucks. I think it's stupid. And honestly, it might be these rule changes are actually the stupidest sport rule change and or addition that have happened in my lifetime. And that includes the 3-on-3 overtime that they do in the National Hockey League, which is actually pretty freaking stupid. It just is. It's pretty stupid. But pitch clocks, shift bands, you know the thing that gets me? You know, the whole thing, you know, a pitcher needs to face 3 batters now. Says who? Who are you to, like, change the rules? The other one, now, you can only throw, like, you can only check a guy at first base 2 times now. Right? You're allowed to throw to first base twice, and that's that. Right? So, whatever. You know, you want to turn it into a video game? Here we go. We're still going to bet it. And we're locked and loaded. We've got some win totals that we're ready to pull the trigger on that we'll share with you tonight. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart's ready to step up and in. And I believe we've got others as well that are lurking. Cam Stewart in the house. What's going on, Cam?
What's happening, Morenci? Just interested in this Wild Colorado game. I got the Wild to cap off not a Morenci-style Raptor 5-dime play, but winning $600 or $700 going into baseball tomorrow would be really nice. The Panthers came back and won, and Islanders won in a shootout. I got my first shootout win, Gabe, in like 7 games, and maybe it's my night on the ice, because I'll tell you, in the NBA, there were some bad beats late with teams that are leading. I got to tell you, I wish I just stayed away from the hardwood tonight, because hockey's been better. I was safer on ice than wood.
Yeah, you know what? Normally the wood is good, and the ice is nice, but it is what it is tonight, Cam. And I gotta tell you, I didn't like anything on game time decisions tonight. I was looking at the board. I'm like, I don't like that. I don't really like
tough
this.
Board.
I hit all those player props that I played, actually. Ben Mathurin, 17.5. He had 29. Kevin Porter Jr., 16.5. Same thing. He had 27. I stopped looking. We don't know. He was at 27, 28 type of deal. Kyrie goes off. The player props were good, and that's the kind of what I only liked tonight. You know, it wasn't a night to remember for us at the window, I'll tell you that. But I have a puncher's chance. But like you said, everything falls apart late. I'm on the Minnesota Timberwolves plus the points. They've been hanging all night. Suddenly the Suns are leading 99-91. I'm down by 8 now.
Frustration. I got to tell you, Gabe, like the way I lost those two games tonight, it actually really pissed me off with the NBA. Miami was leading in that game late, and they don't even like the thing is, you're not just losing, you're not covering. They're just taking bricks at the end of the game. And the Mavericks was even worse. They were hanging the whole game, leading the whole game, and they collapsed in the last 2.5 minutes of that game. They didn't even score. I'm like, this is a joke. I'm losing by a point or whatever, but this could all change, buddy. We do this stuff every day. Other people, you know, me and you bet the board a lot of the time. And if this hockey game comes in, man, I'm going to be real happy. And we got baseball tomorrow, so I'm pretty jacked up.
So it's 3-1 Minnesota Wild right now. There's 16 minutes left.
Yeah.
16 minutes left in the game. I'm seeing the total right now. 5.5. Wow.
I'd go over.
Strange. No kidding.
The thing is, too, I've been watching these games recently. And remember that night I took Columbus plus the puck? They left their goalie. They were down 2. Then they're down 3. They keep the goalie out in 4. You don't know what these guys are going to do. Like, sure, it could end under that. But who's to say that, say, Minnesota scored a goal, Colorado leaves them out again, they score another? I'm just saying you're playing with fire, taking it under with this much time left.
Only 2 goals? Come on.
I know.
With 15.5 minutes left. I will say, I jumped in last night. It was a little bit more ambitious when McInnes was on. Me and McInnes have good, and Andrew Quince, we have good luck on Tuesdays with the in-game nice. Betting. And the Jets were losing 2-0 because that's what they do, right, to the Sharks last night.
They suck.
And the total was 3. Ah, they blow, bro. Yeah, they really do, the Jets. Like, and it's funny, like, McInnes was going, I always get screwed on the Jets. And I told him, I never bet Jet games. They suck. They always screw me no matter what. And then I'm like, but you know what? They're down 2-0, and they're getting 2.5. Let's take them plus 2.5. As soon as I take them plus 2.5, the Sharks score to make it 3-0. I'm like, I hate these guys with a passion now.
You know what it is, Brinsey, too?
Like, I've wanted to like the Jets, Cam. Like, it's not like
too.
I try to hate them. I've wanted to like them, but they just screwed me too many times.
The guy I work with is from Winnipeg. He's a huge Jets fan. The show I do on Sundays. My old neighbor, Portuguese Joe, he loved the Jets.
Portuguese Joe.
Portuguese Joe is a huge Portugal soccer fan, Benfica, and Jets. He loved the Winnipeg Jets because he's from Winnipeg. I tell you, this team will screw you. The fact that you can't even score a goal on James Reimer in San Jose when you're fighting for a playoff spot, they lose 3-0. Like, that's pathetic. Bonus is going to snap soon, like the way Maurice snapped tonight. That guy's, like, I'm telling you, he's gonna have a heart attack.
All right, so speaking of heart attacks, I believe we've got somebody on hold here, and it's not Babano, but we'll get to him on the other side.
Nice.
We'll get to him on the other side. I think he might think it's the Masters or something when it's just the Texas Open. Yeah. That's what it is. So, yeah, Minnesota Wild up 3-1. Both Minnesota teams are in action at the same time right now, both on the road. Minnesota Timberwolves are losing right now 99-94 with 3:21 left. Very low-scoring game tonight in the Valley. Of course, Kevin Durant made his home debut this evening. It's a big game for the Phoenix Suns. There's a lot of jockeying going on right now in the NBA as far as playoff positioning is concerned. So Kevin Durant's prop was 23.5, and then it actually ended up closing at 21.5. It went down. Kevin Durant right now has 16 points. I don't think he's going to get there. Nope. He's played 26 minutes. He struggled from the field. 5 of 18 from the field. 2 of 4 from threes. 16 points. He's got to work the kinks out, but Phoenix are winning a big-time basketball game for them right now. 99-94. We'll keep our eye on this. And, of course, first pitch is rapidly approaching. As the Toronto Blue Jays seem to be one of the trendier teams across the board. And you know it's real with the Toronto Blue Jays when Kevin Walsh's World Series prediction the Los Angeles Dodgers to beat the Toronto Blue Jays.
We're doomed.
He sent me the link to the video. He goes, this is for you, Morency. The Dodgers beat the Blue Jays in the World Series. What do you
Everybody
think?
Loves I said, them. Damn. Everybody.
I said, damn, I was thinking about the same matchup, Kevin. I said, I got to tell you. I said, I like it. Dodgers over the Blue Jays in the World Series.
Oh, God help us. We've had guests. Every single one likes the Blue Jays, Gabe. You know how that goes. But you know what? Who cares? I know you hate the trends and the hipsters, but every hipster and their mother's on the Blue Jays, and I'm not getting off it, man. This is the year.
Are on the Blue Jays.
I hope so. Hipsters,
smart people.
See, when you're on the other side, they're hipsters. But if you agree, very bright people. Excellent minds.
I'm like, they're not hipsters. They're cool. It's like Krusty the Clown. Yeah, hey, Krusty, I thought you said they were creeps. Yeah, that's before I met them. And then I went for a ride with them in the Canyonero. Yeah, boy, let me tell you, that Canyonero's roomy. That's a pest. Yeah, that's before I met them. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And you know what? It'll be nice having a little extra cash to bet on college football. Yeah, I'd like to bet $100.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it.
This is Sports Rage. It's the Wicked Wednesday. I got to tell you, I'm excited there's baseball. It's cool. You know, I guess it's a degenerate in me, to be honest. Like, I'm just being real. That the cool thing about baseball is, like, you look at the NBA, right? You know, and the NHL, the NBA looks, there might be two games or four games or six games. And then you're like, well, I don't really like the slate, but there's only four games or six games. So you end up betting on games you don't like. And you look at the NBA, man, you know, let's just be real. This has been a bad year for this. This is not a proud year for the NBA, in my opinion, right? Load management, just, you know, blowouts, double-digit point spreads. Teams are just in, like, I don't even know if they're tanking. They just don't seem to even care, right? I'm not talking about the players, but, like, you know, the Blazers, just, you know, let's just sit everybody. Let's just, you know, everybody. You know, you charge money for this stuff. Teams quit like mid-season. I don't mean the players don't try. They're on the court, but like the organizations don't care. Adam Silver, I don't know what Silver's up to. Maybe he's just, you know, he's going to Disney. I don't know. Just, you know, it hasn't been a great year for them. But baseball, the cool thing is, every damn day, man, there's like 15 games. Every day. It's relentless, right? And you got so many different betting options. And it's a great sport. It's a fun sport. It's really cool. It's a good radio sport, too, like to talk about. And, like, you know, summers fly by talking baseball, and there's so many teams and home runs and this and strike. You know what I mean? There's so much stuff to break down. But at the same point in time, I can't lie. The pitch clock sucks. And I'm not just bitching about it for the sake of it. It's stupid. But nevertheless, let's get to some golf picks and find out what's in Cam's bag. And let's send it live to the Fuzzy Grape right now in Maine. Bob. What's up,
yeah,
Bob?
I'm here at the Fuzzy Grape.
New Hampshire,
no,
Maine?
Fuzzy Grape,
what's going on? Hey,
good.
Bob, what do you
nice
think about
hear
this?
From you guys. I miss you guys.
Miss you too, Bob.
You called us.
Awesome.
Thanks, Bob.
You called us. Thanks, Morency. Bob's getting a
little.
You called us, Bob.
It's been a long time since I talked to you guys. Hey, is Babana going to be on before I leave too? Is he going to come on soon?
It depends, Bob.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's taking a nap or he can.
Oh, yeah. Well, I took a nap for this show.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm wide awake.
So listen, Bob.
Yeah.
Listen. So we know about the Fuzzy Grape. For people who are unaware, it's a strip club. There's a couple of them where. There's, in Maine, too?
Now it's in Webster, Massachusetts.
All right. So I don't know about the name. What do you think about this for a name? Mugs and Jugs.
Oh, I like
Mugs and Jugs.
Oh, that sounds like a great tavern.
And
excellent.
There was a place. They had a shower. The girls used to dance in the shower.
What's that got to do
with
Mugs?
We don't need to hear about the showers.
The showers.
We're just giving you a good name.
About that.
I don't know. I didn't ask about the showers. How much money have you spent at the Fuzzy Grape over the years, Bob?
Oh, a lot. Yeah. Well, when I was younger. Now I don't go down there. Yeah. When I was younger,
Of course. Yeah. Hey, nothing wrong with that, Bob. Nothing wrong with that. But yeah, what do you think about
tomorrow.
That name, Cam? Mugs and Jugs. Not bad, huh?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, those are good.
By the way, about strip clubs that people don't know, Morenci, they have great chicken wings. Excellent chicken wings. When I went to the House of Lancaster, like, they were fantastic. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You guys should, like, I come in there for the entertainment. Next thing you know, you got great chicken wings. It's double your pleasure.
I don't
Nothing
like
beats a strip club
like
buffet at happy hour.
I don't like the baseball.
This guy,
you know that
he's all over the place. Bob's just
we could talk about different subjects at one time, Kim. I'm from New York.
I know you're from New York, Bob.
Gabe knows me from New York. He knows me.
I know. I know. But you know the Blue Jays are going to win that division, Bob, right?
No, they're not.
Yeah,
if they do, and then I want them to beat the Dodgers if they go to the
There you go, Bob. Excellent.
I don't like. I definitely never like Dodgers. I like the Giants.
Huh?
I do like the Giants, though. The Giants are a good team, but not the Dodgers. So, do you want my picks for tomorrow?
Yeah, you're damn right.
Oh,
I do.
8:30 in the morning.
My
okay,
God.
The first guy
Why
I picked
Minnesota?
Is Alex Smalley.
Oh, is Alex Smalley. Yeah, he actually is, Bob. Right. He's kind of a good dark horse, yeah. Continue.
I wonder if he's related to the guy who used to play on the Yankees, Smalley. We had a player, Smalley, on the Yankees.
And they're not related,
Probably
no.
not.
Okay, then the next guy is J.J. Spahn.
Oh, J.J. Spahn, defending champion. Yeah, Spuds. There you go, Spawner.
Spuds McKenzie?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Spuds McKenzie.
Then my favorite choice, I like Brendan Wu.
You know what?
He's
I love
good.
Your picks,
I like
Bob.
That. Ooh.
Got a good fantasy team looking. Yeah.
Ben Griffin. Oh, how's that guy?
Okay. Yeah, I have a matchup against him, but he's good. Continue, Bob.
What about Hayden Buckley?
Oh, Buckley's Mitcher? It's awful, but it's...
Buckley's.
yeah, Buckley's.
It's awful, but... Another one. Will Gordon. What about
I like Will Gordon? I got Will Gordon for first round leader. I like your team.
Okay, that's my whole team. That's good.
It's
you
want to
get my pitch, my pitch in the baseball tomorrow? Picks?
Yeah, go on, Bob. Sure.
Yep.
Okay, two pitches you got to pick in Yahoo Sports is Garrett Cole I took for the Yankees, and I took your pitcher, Alex Manoah. I like him. He's a great pitcher.
Alec.
Pretty chalky, Bob.
Yeah. Then I got the catcher, Kieber Ruiz from the Washington Nationals.
What?
Oh, so you're giving us his I thought he had picks. He's giving us his fantasy team.
All right. We don't need your fantasy baseball lineup.
Oh, okay.
What's your DFS lineup? No, it's all right.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay,
I'm
Bob.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
No, it's all good.
Well, that's Yahoo Sports,
all good.
Though.
Yeah, okay.
So is Babano on yet? I want to say hello before I have to leave. I know you're going to have me leave soon after the break.
No. Are you there, Babano?
Yeah, Bob, how are you? What's up?
Hey,
ready
Babano,
for baseball?
What are you doing?
Ready for baseball?
I was doing baseball. At first, I did golf, but... How you like my golf picks? You like them?
Yes.
Yeah, good, Babano. Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a long time either, Babano.
Yeah. I haven't heard you on a Wednesday night for a long time. That's probably why.
Are you in Las Vegas, Bob? Or you're in Canada? Where are you?
He's in Dundas, the mean streets. Dundas.
The mean streets of Dundas,
of
Ontario.
Just outside of Hamilton. It's 1 hour west of Toronto. So.
Yeah.
Okay, you are in Canada. Okay, and then Gabe, where are you? You're in a different area now too. Where's your? You're in
Bob,
your
Bob,
hotel
Bob,
room?
Bob, 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 Bob.
Bob, what? Stop talking for a second, Bob.
I can't. You know that.
It's the Vermont Kush catching up. So how
I
you doing, man?
I'm on it tonight. No, I'm not on it tonight. Sunday's
it's all good, Bob. Sorry, we love you, yeah. Bob. Sorry, but hold on, Bob.
I love you guys Bob. Too. I love talking to you.
I know. Yeah, but let us say
you
hello to Babano,
more
Bob.
Often? You want me to come more often?
Yes, Bob, we do.
King Ganja is the master. Remember King Ganja? Yeah, next week. Yeah. And he's Bruce Shad. He's still on here? Bruce Shad's still here? He's been there for a long time. Like 5 years.
Show no random people in the chat.
You make me laugh, Cam.
Oh God.
You make me laugh, Cam.
You see this? You're just lost control, Cam. Nothing I can even do, Bob.
Bob, check in for the Masters show next week. Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's Wednesday, next Wednesday, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
we'll
have the big one, right?
Next week.
Yeah.
That's the big one, right? That's the
pretty big.
Super Bowl of golf, right?
I would consider it, yes. Yep.
And guess who texts me on Facebook now? Your best friend. Down under. Guess who texts
Reggie
me.
Jackson? Who?
No.
Mick Aussie.
Yeah, Mick
your
Aussie.
Boy. Right? Yeah,
he's funny. Yeah, he shows me all these pitches that he's in. He's in everything.
All right,
he went
Bob.
To a football game. He's a good guy. I miss him.
Yeah, he was in Australia. Yeah, he was in Australia.
Hey, when that other guy comes on, the guy, you know, the mascot guy, I want to talk to him. He's funny. What's his name?
Yeah, Clam Chowder.
Yeah, Clam Chowder. Yeah, when you have him on next time, I want to talk to him. I think he's hilarious.
We'll call you.
Yes.
Call me in the night.
Make sure you pick up.
Are you coming down to New York soon, Gabe? Or are you still staying in Las Vegas?
It's hard, Bob.
You know what?
Maybe one day.
I need a reason.
I agree.
Like, we need
to, and I'm going to be honest with you, Bob. Gabe will tell you our dollar's
worth
nothing.
You were having a party in New York, you said.
Yeah. Our Canadian dollar, you don't understand, Bob. It's a very expensive trip. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Bob,
damn
it. Colorado
scored.
Dodgers Yankees, Bob. Dodgers Yankees. This year at Dodger Stadium. Not a Yankee Stadium. It's in Los Angeles. You got to come to the West Coast, Bob.
I don't know, maybe.
You
got to
travel somewhere, Bob. You still owe me a pizza in New York. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, well, we'll get together soon. Talk to you guys later. Bye now.
Later, Bob. Oh, boy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, listen, I need some cash.
What for?
I just need it, that's all.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. You're gambling again, aren't you? Oh, you weak, weak man. What?
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Bob's in mid-season form, actually. Bob doesn't miss a beat. Bob doesn't miss a beat. I inherited Bob, actually. That's how we met Bob, through Craig Carton. And Bob was a regular caller on the Craig Carton show on WFAN. And, you know, Carton likes whacked out callers, Cam, as well. That's the one thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people, like, you know, they you know, a lot of the shows are not taking Bob's call on WFAN. And Carton likes crazy people. So, Bob used to call, and then Bob kept calling us after we inherited Bob. Bob still calls Carton as well, but you lose control. You let Bob, like, Bob's like one of these dudes, like,
yes,
you know, he's gonna like get the elbow up in the paint, Cam, He's going to push you out of the way for the rebound. And
that's what he does.
A ball hog.
Bob is?
He's an air hog, right? He's like...
yeah. He's got a smart game, Gabe. He butters you up early. And then after that, it's like a perpetual motion machine where he just keeps on rolling like a snowball down a hill. It just keeps on getting bigger and bigger. I love
it. He knows it, though. I mean, God bless him. He's like random fire. But I love Bob's MO. And would she ask you how you're doing? And he doesn't wait for the answer. How you doing, Babano? Yeah. And he just goes on. Hey, you want my golf?
Exactly. It's the best.
He doesn't wait. All right. So, go.
I love how he says, Babano, I haven't talked to you for. I love how Bob says, I haven't talked to you for a while, Babano. Yeah, you haven't called for a while. That's why.
It's true.
He's a busy man. He's a busy man. No, to be honest, the late night screw him up. He's more of a morning caller. Like afternoon radio guy.
I know. I'm kind of getting that way too, Marenzi. And I'm getting older. Like, I don't know how you do these late shows. Like, I'm a morning guy now. I do all my stuff. Like,
I'm on the
West
Coast.
Sleep. Yeah, no, that's the thing. Like, I'm waking up helping my, like, I shop for my mom and dad, right? It's like, I'm up at, like, I got insomnia. The minute I take a leak because of the diabetes, it's usually a 3-minute leak. And then after that, I can't get back to bed. I watch TV. I try to get back to bed. I'm like, you know what? I might as well just go out to that 24-hour grocery store and get it done now. That's the thing, man. I got insomnia.
Yeah. There's no way in hell I would be able to do this.
Terrible thing.
Until on the East Coast. I used to be, when I was on the East Coast in the old days, there was one time I used to be on from 12 at night until 5 in the morning. All the way through.
That was a rough one. That's a rough shift.
The West Coast would join me. It was like a mini syndication, West Coast, East Coast. And they would even tell me, they were like, you know, you could just run the same damn thing and we really don't care. They said it's two different like audiences, right?
That's great.
You know me, Cam. I'm like, nah, I don't operate like that. So I actually did two different shows, Cam. East Coast, West Coast.
Like, my worst was mornings at when I worked at the XM Satellite Radio when they had that home ice hockey channel, 4 a.m. till noon. I did the show and then I was the update guy till noon too. Oh, yeah, trust me. But I was young. I could Now I'd be dead. There's no way.
That's why one day we'll be like Andy Rooney style. He doesn't even do the show. He does 2 minutes at the end of the show once a week.
I wish we could do that
like
too,
Jay
buddy.
Berman.
Like I know again.
He's like our guy Jay Berman.
Berman. I look again. Yeah, it's Foster's doing now. The updates. It's like how come I'm doing updates and doing shows and this guy can't even get through an update? It's like what?
I promise you. I guarantee you too. We're gonna see tomorrow. Berman's going to be posting pictures at like opening day somewhere. I'm telling you.
Hey, guys,
I'm sitting behind home plate at the Met game.
What a,
you know? Like, he's going to be
what
like
a life.
Somewhere. Like,
what a life this guy leads. I tell you.
All right. Gokester's in the chat here. All right. We were talking about long shots, and he's got a guy that caught our eye as well. We'll start off with Gokester's pack here. We'll get your analysis, and then we'll get your picks. Yeah. And Babano's guys. Nick Taylor, 50-1. Todd, 55-1. Putnam 55-1, Dietrich 55-1, Smalley 75-1. Man, all you guys are on the same guys here. Bramlett 100-1. Who? T. Duncan? Tim Duncan?
Oh no, it's Duncan Dolitz. Tyler Duncan Dolitz. Tyler Duncan. Yeah.
I thought it was the basketball players. He looked like he would golf. Cerebral guy.
Yes.
All right. So what do you think of his plays here? Taylor, Todd, Putnam, Dietrich. Smalley, Bramlett, Duncan, what do you think?
I looked at all those guys. Without a lie, Gabe, I write down like 20 guys at the start, and I can only take like whatever. I think all of those guys are top 20 and 40 guys. I don't know who's going to win. I have Dietrich. That's the one guy me and Gokester have to win the tournament. I got Thomas Dietrich in my six-pack.
Next week's the Masters. Babano, what's your golf guy got for the Valero Texas Open?
Yep, the big tune-up, San Antonio. Let's see, we've got...
the big tune-up, San Antonio. I love you, Babano. Like, man, your delivery.
All right, we got Fox.
Hold on, we have one more goal in this hockey game. Sorry, Babano. Hold on.
Yeah, we want to hold it
I'll
on.
I'll tell you, no, I need Minnesota to score it, and not Colorado. I'm sorry, I got my own problems here, so I know we're all on... just Minnesota's going to win. Just score 42.
We'll wait for the hockey, Dan. Yeah.
There's always an empty netter when whenever I don't want there to be. But whenever I need one, there's never an empty netter. I'm with you.
I know.
I'm pulling for you. Just put Minnesota, put an empty net in.
I need this bad. Colorado. Is the net even empty? Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing if there's a goal. I'm so behind you guys.
The net
so
is
I
empty.
Just want to see.
Yep.
Yeah. That is empty. Yeah.
We'll let Cam watch
on. Bury this.
Okay, Babano, do you want to go do your picks, or what are we doing?
Yeah, what do you got, Babano?
No.
Hey, what do you got, Babano?
Okay, well, we can say it. Well, we got Fox 50-1, Cam Davis 50-1, Bogard 55-1, Aaron Rock 75-1, Nick Taylor 75-1, Trey Mullinax 100, Kevin No Crying in the Chapel 150-1, Ben Taylor 150-1, Troy Merritt 175-1, Vincent Norman 175-1, Doug Gim 200-1, and I can't even imagine 500-1 he's going to win, but Andrew Landry at 500-1.
Wow, it's a lot of picks.
Some lottery tickets.
Big long shots, yeah.
Yeah, this guy loves dogs. Oh, is this a penalty on Minnesota for over
delay
the
a game?
You got to be kidding me. There's 51 seconds left, too. When are we going to break? Is it now or do I still got time?
Nah, you got 5 minutes.
No, we got a few minutes.
Bring it on.
Okay.
What do you
I'll
got?
Bring it on. I'm kind of depressed now. Taylor Montgomery, 30-1.
I need a goal here, too.
I got Ryan in the foxhole, too, Babano, 45. Braveheart, Matt Wallace at 50. Thomas Dietrich at 55. Nikolai Højgaard at 55. Big Bo Hostler at 70. And I'm playing one extra guy. Sorry, Marenzi. I added a beer to the six-pack. Garrett Higgle, 110-1. That's my guys.
Yeah.
I'm playing all of these guys top 20 as well. But here's the first round leaders. Lots of fun tonight. Bo Hostler, 65. I got Commissioner Will Gordon, just like Bob, at 65. And Patton Kizzire at 100. And one guy that I like, Taylor Montgomery, will have to win. He's also a really good first round leader. I looked up the stats today, Marenzi. He fits the bill at 37-1. So that's my first round leader picks as well.
That was my guy. Remember, I was my random drunken Brit.
I loved your pick.
Taylor Montgomery. Yeah.
Love it.
I've added Chris Kirk. So Taylor Montgomery, 27-1. Chris Kirk, 28-1.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Taylor, 48-1.
Love it.
And you know what? I was going to throw a dart, actually. I swear to God. On your Higgle pick, I like that as well. And, all right, there's a couple other guys that I was sort of flirting with. Ryan Fox caught my eye, too, remember earlier in the week, 34-1. But I don't think he wins. I think maybe a top 20. Did the Minnesota Wild just score?
No. I told you, Mateus, stop talking. Oh, okay, good. But don't say,
There it is, empty netter, Freddy Gaudreau, 4-2 Wild.
Let's get wild.
Winner.
I got to tell you something, Marenzi. I'm going to say something quick about this team.
I had over 5.5. I needed that.
I'm so happy for you all, everybody. Watch out for the Minnesota Wild in the playoffs. We talked about L.A. Minnesota has four deep lines, and if you're taking a look right now, Fleury and Gustafson, take a look at their save percentages, 935 and 944. Babano will tell you, they're doing this without Kiprusoff, too. Minnesota's a dangerous hockey team. Don't sleep on these guys.
Yeah. I agree. They're playing well.
Whatever the city is, though, Cam, and it's been proven, Minnesota Timberwolves, for whatever reason, keep fouling at the end to lose by 7. Yep. They lose the game by 1 on the cover, and then boom, the Minnesota Wild win. Minnesota two-step doesn't work.
No, the St. Paul. Yeah, the St. Paul Minneapolis.
Yeah, the St. Paul Minneapolis special. No.
Yes.
I swear to God, guys, we got to start doing this.
Yep.
Teams in the same cities, okay, that are playing on the same night, they don't win. They don't both win. I'm telling you.
It's rare.
Cam denied it with Toronto at first, but he has no choice but to admit it.
You're right. I do admit it. I do admit it.
We called it the Toronto two-step, right? The old Toronto two-step. You take the Leafs and the Raptors on the same night. They won't both win. One of them will win. Boston was the only city that was freaking blessed. Bookies in Boston were getting murdered. Because every night, the Celtics would win, the Patriots would cover, the Bruins win. There's certain cities that you ride the wave, but for the most part, I'm telling you, when it's the same teams are playing from the same city on the same night, especially, let's say, when there's three of them. So a good example is, right, when next time the Minnesota Wild play, Minnesota Timberwolves play, and the Minnesota Twins are playing on the same day, bet against all three of them, I promise you, you'll go 2-1 at worst. What city goes 3-0? Never, Ken.
Yeah, you're right. Other than Boston in the old days, it's tough. It's very, very tough.
And Philly went on a little run, but once in a while.
What a win for the Wild tonight. 11 game road point streak. You know what that tells me? That tells me you're ready for the playoffs. You're damn right it is.
Marc-Andre Fleury.
I know Gustafson played tonight. He played good, too. I like Minnesota. They're a good team.
It's like when Fleury went after Binnington.
I wish he beat his ass in.
You know, Babano and Cam, you talk about the Wild being a dangerous team, Cam. There's a lot of dangerous teams in the West, bro.
I agree.
Like the LA Kings, 20-1, they're dangerous as hell. The Dallas Stars, they're going to be a tough out in the playoffs.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Just the style that they play. A lot of good teams in the West, Babano. It's wide open.
Everybody's playing well. Minnesota, Vegas is playing well. Los Angeles is playing well.
What I love about Babano during when you're talking is like, what's he doing? Like, is something in the microwave? Like Babano?
I always think I lost him. I think, did we lose Babano? Hello, hello.
I know this guy just like he dropped out, but he's on a delay. Yeah. I wrap up my top 40s game.
Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah. I got a couple top 40s and some matchups.
Yeah, we get Cam's top 40. He's on the other side with Casey Kasem. Cam Stewart, Let's Air Supply. There you go.
Speed bagging.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Three-minute warning. Let's do this thing, Cam. Top 40. Yep. Bring it. What do you got for us?
First, I'll add a couple top 20s. All the guys I take to win, I take top 20. I'm adding your guy, Nick the Dentist Taylor, plus 200. Davis Riley, plus 160. Matt Kuchar, he loves paychecks, plus 125. And Richard Fowler at plus 105. All plus money. I don't know if he'll win, but I think he'll finish top 20. Top 40, we got Bezoutenhout at plus 110. Ashke Batea, he gets naked. This guy loves taking his clothes off. He's on fire, plus 150. Morenci made a great call on him a few weeks ago. Higo, plus 185, and Chad Ramey, plus 220. Matchup bets, Bezoutenhout, plus 105 over Griffin. Hostler, plus 110, plus 110 over Rybrand. Wallace, minus 130 over Højgaard. And my big dog, Corey Connors, plus 135 over Tyrell Hatton. And remember, guys, first-round leaders, Hostler, Commissioner Will Gordon, all both 65-1. Montgomery, 37. And Patton Kizzire, a smooth 100-1. Let's rock.
Great job, Cam. And what about early baseball? We'll be on tomorrow at 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific. We've got
what about the Giants? Baseball,
but what about the early morning?
I'm going to bet the Giants.
The Yankees.
I do. I'm going to pick the Giants probably plus 145. Great game with the Jays and Cardinals.
Take a look at the Cubs, Cam, with Stroman. Pitch great.
I like that, too.
He's ready to go.